You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Ethan Pepper, 22 of Reedsburg, was killed at a 4th of July celebration in Richland County. At approximately 11:25 Friday night, the Casanova EMS and fire were requested to an address on Dix Lane in Richland County for a male party who fell from a truck and was unresponsive. Reedsburg EMS and UW MedFlight were also requested and arrived on scene. Life-saving measures were attempted immediately, but were unsuccessful, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Several witnesses who were present during the incident were unwilling to speak with law enforcement and give statements as to what had occurred. The initial investigation, from what few witness statements could be gathered, described Pepper seated on a tailgate of a truck when he fell onto the roadway. The investigation is still ongoing at this time, and the Richland County Sheriff's Office believes there are people who witnessed this incident with more information. Anyone with information is asked to please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office or Richland County Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE. That's 647-2583. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward. The Grant County Sheriff's Department conducted a death investigation Friday following the report of a man lying on the ground near 7867 Highway 80 in the township of Lima. Southwest Health Center EMS and Grant County deputies were dispatched to the scene at approximately 7:25. Upon arrival, 23-year-old William Schaefer, who lived on the property, was found deceased. An autopsy was performed, and it was determined William Schaefer died of natural causes due to an underlying medical condition. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that data is now available from annual spring surveys of Wisconsin ruff grouse and pheasant. Pheasant observations were above the five-year average for the second consecutive year. The results of the ruff grouse survey showed a slight decrease from 2024, but numbers were still significantly up from the five-year average. The DNR reported the 2025 average pheasant observations at 0.81 pheasants per stop, an increase from 2024 at 0.62 pheasants per stop. For the second year in a row, the count remains above the most recent five-year average. DNR wildlife biologists use a measurement known as an abundance index to assess the state's wild pheasant population each year. On trend from past years, abundance was highest in the northwestern part of Wisconsin's pheasant range and lowest in the east-central region. The DNR also released the results of its annual roadside ruff grouse drumming survey. The survey measured ruff grouse drumming activity heard along roadsides throughout Wisconsin this spring and showed a 6% decrease in statewide drumming activity compared to 2024. The exceptionally dry and favorable nesting and brooding conditions could have contributed to the increase in drumming activity in 2023 and 24. Since 2021, survey data has been organized and analyzed by ruff grouse priority areas to help monitor key populations across the state. The 2025 survey results for priority areas compared to 2024 showed a 250% increase in drumming with an average of 0.09 drums per stop in the driftless priority area. A Platteville man was injured early Sunday morning in a UTV crash. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified around 6:30 of the crash at the intersection of Richter Road and Banner Road in Lima Township. When deputies arrived, they learned Scott Flerke, age 58, was traveling east on Richter Road when he attempted to negotiate a right turn. The UTV overturned, pinning him under the UTV. The reporting party assisted in freeing Flerke from under the UTV prior to deputies arriving. Scott Flerke was transported to Southwest Health Center in Platteville and later transferred to UW Health University Hospital in Madison for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. Wardens from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources were notified and dispatched to the scene. The American Red Cross is asking you to save a life by making a blood or platelet donation appointment to help power the blood supply through the summer. While all blood types are needed, donors with type O blood are most urgently needed. Two blood drives will be held in the area this week. The first will be held from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be held Wednesday from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. Making and keeping donation appointments now is critical to ensuring blood products are available for all patients, including those in trauma situations that may require several life-saving transfusions in the weeks to come. Don't wait. Add a blood or platelet donation appointment to your summer calendar by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club, Richland Parks and Rec Department, and Partners for Prevention of Richland County invite you to enjoy free swimming followed by a pancake supper Wednesday. Free swimming will be held at the Woodman Aquatic Center from 3:30 to 6. Donations will be accepted to benefit equipment for children with special needs. Jody Meaden serves as the Richland Center Parks and Recreation Director.
The Goodwill offering, like they said, they will be matching a donation for $1,000 to go to an accessible piece in the parks, because we're trying to build that as well for our parks and improve those all the time.
The Kiwanis Free Will Donation Pancake Supper will be held in the Richland Center Community Center. Donations will go toward the backpack program and school supplies. Steve Colstead is with the Kiwanis Club.
The Kiwanis Club is having their July pancake supper. It's going to be on the 9th of July, starting at 5 o'clock at night and going to 7. It's the normal pancake supper that we have, and it's really aimed at the backpack program. As many of the listeners know, one of our key projects that the Kiwanis Club does is provide backpacks to needy kids in our community. Last year, we gave out over 200 backpacks. 70 different families were involved in that, but it takes a considerable amount of money to do that. And this is one of those key projects that raises money for our particular backpack program and really helps the community out.
Everyone is invited to cool off in the water, fill up on pancakes, and learn more about the Partners for Prevention Coalition this Wednesday at Crosscut Park. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early, 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup, maybe the best lineup in baseball. And he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailo Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking to make a playlist of patriotic songs for your weekend hangs? Look no further, as I did the research so you don't have to. Here are just a few classics from back in the day, as well as modern ditties. A consensus for the best or most searched modern-day patriotic songs seems to be Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. How about adding another modern-day ear catcher to that list as well with Firework by Katy Perry? And of course, there is Tom Petty's American Girl. If you're like me, you love Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful. And if people hear it on your list, they just might sing along. And don't forget Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts to encourage a good old-fashioned summer road trip. Living in America by James Brown is a song that will make you tap your toes, patriotically speaking. And let's not forget one of my personal faves, Take Me Home, Country Roads by the late, great John Denver. Happy listening, party patriotically, and safely, folks. If you were looking for a break from relatives, friends, or people in the neighborhood who drop by unannounced this holiday weekend, why not escape with a film or two that have been considered July 4th classics? Let's start with Jaws, which has to be on the list given it is considered the first summer blockbuster ever and just recently had its 50th anniversary. Another fan favorite is Independence Day, where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum take on aliens that seemed impossible to defeat, but of course they find a loophole. The film is a total guilty pleasure and great escapism. Back to the Future is another summer classic that came came out in 1985. It's got the always likable Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson, and of course Thomas F. Wilson, who never quite achieved Biffdom again. And in my research, I was surprised at how much the original Top Gun appeared on the list for 4th of July movies. If you don't feel like going back to the 80s again, check out Top Gun Maverick. Take a break from the heat and fire up the small screen. If you're looking for a political flick that dates back to a time before we were so polarized, you're in luck, if you can be a little patient. Young Washington is a biopic about the father of our country that is currently in development, according to TheWrap.com. Filming supposedly starts this summer, although there is no cast yet attached. So maybe they're just casting the role of cherry trees? Young Washington is expected to hit theaters next July 4th. America is definitely the land of the beautiful and also the land of the trying to sell you stuff constantly. It's going to get worse thanks to megaplex chain AMC, which has announced it will be putting more commercials before movies. This is considered a risky move when it comes to losing patrons, according to Variety, as AMC tries to make up a $4 billion debt by making viewers sit through more pre-film commercials. It's like they're begging people to stay home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid 60s. And more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Dry Thursday, some rain for Friday. It's 71 right now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.